top stories to keep your eyes and ears on.
Now, to the best of our knowledge, over 40 workers still remain trapped under rubble at the construction site in George. The Department of Labour and Western Cape Disaster Management inspectors are on the scene. I also understand that the province has appointed independent structural engineers to probe the cause of this collapse. Joining us now on the programme is the Executive Mayor of George Municipality, Leon van Wyk. A very warm welcome to you. I won't keep you long. I do know that time is of the essence here. First of all, can you bring us up to speed on the state of the rescue itself?
Yes, good day to you, Jeremy. Yes, the rescue is obviously proceeding. I've just walked off the site and come to my office. The municipal building precinct is right next across the road from where this apartment building has collapsed. So they're busy with a very vast undertaking now, where they're preparing to move from a rescue phase into a recovery phase, which will probably take place or commence on the recovery tomorrow. We are now approaching the 48-hour mark, and the rescuers have attempted to take out all of those workers where they had heard signals or sounds coming from people under the rubble. And so now it is a matter of looking to see how they can lift these concrete slabs, these huge concrete slabs, and lift them off one by one. We need to take into account that this is a four-story apartment building on top of a parking garage area, and then there's a basement as well. And we've had that complete collapse that has now taken place here. So they need to work fairly meticulously here, and they are present. They are trying to lift a portion of that slab, and they've got a very big crane in place, and therefore this is going to be the first little test on how they do it. And then once they've worked out that methodology, hopefully they will see if they can work quicker as we progress into the afternoon and the evening.
Leon van Wyk, I wonder if you'd be able to reflect on the human element as far as this is concerned. It is a terrible tragedy. What has this done to the city of George and its residents? I can be absolutely assured that everybody in the city is feeling it.
Yes, no, absolutely. And, you know, we've been absolutely overwhelmed by the generosity and people who are carrying and bringing in food, bringing in refreshments. You know, we've had coffee shops who've opened up at night and have just been sending coffees in. You know, last night there were even cupcakes being brought in for the rescue workers. You know, so it's quite unbelievable how the community responds. It is something that's a very special feature for George, the way people react. You know, naturally, we are also very concerned about the families of the workers, and particularly those who are still waiting, the trapped workers. So there's a whole humanitarian effort being put together on that side. What we've also had was a request for you know, good people donate money, and so you know that has also now taken place, and we are quite surprised at how quickly a fair amount of money has started to come into that account.
I did mention that independent structural engineers have been appointed to probe all of this. I would imagine, as far as that is concerned, time is of the essence, because the families particularly and all other stakeholders will be wanting answers as quickly as possible.
Yes, certainly, you know, that is very, very understandable. I think the difficulty that you do have is that there will need to be all sorts of tests that are done on the material that is taken off site, and you know, the in situ situation of the collapsed situation, and also to determine where the collapse started, and you know, how that then flowed through that entire building. collapsed as such. But you know, that work has to continue. There are various numerous structural engineers who are on site today as well that have been brought in, you know, even from the universities and from the consulting engineers that have been appointed. So they are all, you know, certainly making sure that they gather the evidence that they need that would need to go into that investigation report.
All right. Leon van Wyk is the executive mayor of the George municipality. Thank you very much indeed.